one stat you might not know from the Kansas City Chiefs 26-10 win over the Los Angeles Rams. Patrick Mahomes threw completions to 10 different receivers on the day for the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis Kelce had 4 catches. MVS had 4. Juju Smith-Schuster had 3. Sky Moore had a game-high 5. Justin Watson, Jody Fortson, and Noah Gray all had 2. Jerick McKinnon had 3. Ronald Jones and Isaiah Pacheco each had 1. Nobody had more than 57 yards. That was what Kelce came in with. MVS was right there at 56. But also, of the guys I just mentioned, nobody had less than 16. And that's how you have an incredibly well-rounded day from Mahomes. 27-42, 320 yards, a touchdown, and a really ill-advised pick, which he beat himself up in the presser after the game over. Look, when the Chiefs are at their best, they're spreading the ball around. And they did that without Mecole Hardman, without Kadarius Toney, and they still found a way to target 10 different receivers and have 10 different guys catch at least one pass, and 8 different guys have at least multiple receptions, at least 2 or more. That's when Kansas City becomes almost impossible to stop. When the ball is being flung out of the backfield, on these little choice routes, on these little screen passes, then you get the deep ball to MVS, then you get the seam balls to Kelce. Kansas City was not perfect against the Rams. They were not good in the red zone. They had a couple of turnovers. But all in all, the Chiefs got the job done because they spread the ball around, they kept the Rams guessing, and they walked out with a 26-10 win, moving to 9-2 on the year and maintaining a 3-game lead in the AFC West. Thank you so much. This has been one stat you may not have known about the Chiefs' 26-10 win over the Rams. It's time to preview the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. But before we do, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Addict podcast channel. You can do so by clicking below, and please give the video a like. All right, let's get into this. So this is the game the Chiefs have had circled since the schedule came out back in May. It is a rematch of the AFC Championship game. Of course, the one that broke so many hearts in Kansas City and sent so many hearts into arrhythmia in Southern Ohio with the Bengals going to the first Super Bowl since 1988. Look, this game's actually pretty easy to preview. These teams know each other. They played twice last season. The Bengals won both games in comeback fashion. Everybody knows that who's familiar with both of these teams. The Bengals are coming off of an impressive win. They beat the Titans. They went to Nashville. They won 20-16. They are 7-4 and tied for first place in the AFC North. Kansas City, of course, coming off a ho-hum win, 26-10 over a really, really beat-up Los Angeles Rams team. The Chiefs are 9-2, and not only leading in the AFC West by a comfortable margin, they are the number one seed in the AFC. So, that's the setup for what is a fascinating game. Game's 4:25 Eastern on CBS. Nance and Romo certain to have the call. So, here's what you need to know from a Chiefs perspective about the Bengals. Now, obviously, look, we already know that Joe Burrow's great. They have some phenomenal receivers, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd. You already know about Joe Mixon, who was not able to play in Nashville with a concussion. We'll keep an eye on his status, whether or not he's able to come back. Chase was also not able to play in Nashville as he's been dealing with a hip injury for the last month, but it is expected that he will be back for the Chiefs game. No surprise there. So, look, Burrow started off really poorly this year. He threw 4 picks in his season opener against Pittsburgh. They lost that game in overtime. It was one of the worst losses you'll see out of a good team. They found a way to lose in every which way. Burrow's thrown 6 picks against Pittsburgh this year. Otherwise, he's thrown 2. So he's been awesome when he's not facing the black and gold. I would anticipate that he will continue to be awesome. Now, last year, you may remember, the Bengals gave up a lot of sacks. Well, they still give up a lot of sacks. They've given up 33 this season. They were good against Tennessee. In the playoffs last year, they gave up 9. This game, they only gave up 1. And so the Bengals much improved in the Tennessee to Tennessee comparison. Over the course of the season, though, they still give up quite a few. I mean, they're still on a good pace to give up over 50 sacks this season. Obviously, way too many. It's something they are continually trying to address, and it's something the Chiefs are going to try to take advantage of with one of the better sack totals in the league, which we'll get to in a second. Sticking with Cincinnati's offense, look, when Mixon's on the field, he's been okay running the ball, only averaging 3.8 yards an attempt, 6 touchdowns this year, 605 yards on the ground. they've not run the ball particularly well. Samaje Perine, he is a good reserve back, more of a tough between the tackles. You know, he's gonna ground out some yards. It's a hard guy to bring down. Burrow, he's not gonna run a ton. You know, he'll scramble here and there. He averages 16 yards on the ground per game, so he'll probably scramble a couple times. But certainly not a bunch of designed runs, stuff like that. I mean, you're not talking about a Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen here. He's mostly going to want to stick in that pocket, throw the ball, and every once in a while, if things break down and it's man coverage, you can get out of the back door, he will. When you look at the receivers, like I mentioned earlier, Chase has missed four games. He's averaging 86 yards a game receiving. He's had an excellent season when he's been on the field, 6 touchdowns. Higgins leading them right now in everything, receiving yardage, receptions. He's been really consistent for them. Higgins is one of the more underrated players in the game because he's under Chase's shadow. You could either look at Higgins and say he's a solid number one receiver or he's a phenomenal number two receiver. Yeah, depending on your perspective, that's fine and well. No matter how you slice it, he's a really damn good player. Okay, Higgins is a kind of guy who gives you a matchup however you want it because he's got good speed, but he's also 6'4 and 220. So with Higgins, you get the size. You also get the speed. You get great ability at the catch point. You know, he goes up and gets it. The Chiefs are going to have to be physical at their corners in this game. There's no two ways about it. I just mentioned that Higgins is 6'4 and 220. Well, Ja'Marr Chase is 6 foot 200, but he plays like he's 6'5". Okay? If the Chiefs don't get into these guys physically, they're going to have a really long day. I don't think there's any two ways. The Chiefs are backing up and playing bail technique and giving a free release. They're going to get killed. They're going to get killed by these receivers. You have to be willing to get into these receivers physically, have safeties play over the top, because Burrow has shown, not just against Kansas City, but in any game, if you give him single coverage on those two receivers, he will throw the ball to them relentlessly. It does not matter what kind of coverage you have. It doesn't matter what the leverage is. He's going to throw.
One of the common threads of small businesses is that so few are responsible for so many things. That's what makes it vital to have the right people in the right places. This is where LinkedIn Jobs comes in, and that's why we want to tell you about them. When you're hiring for your small business, you need to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why LinkedIn Jobs is so vital. They have the tools to help you find the right people for your team faster and for free. Look, LinkedIn isn't just another job board. They have a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else, and they do all that while making the process easy and intuitive. Look, hiring is easy when you have that many qualified candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. 2.5 million small businesses are already using LinkedIn for hiring. You should too. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/arrowhead. That's linkedin.com/arrowhead to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seen more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health. Their food. What she discovered that the way many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true even for many premium brands. Fortunately, she found that by just adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do the same thing to see incredible changes in their dog's health. If you want to see a dog, your dog, with more energy, healthier skin and coat, looking and acting younger, then this is for you. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/arrowhead and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/arrowhead.
The ball up, he's going to give his guy a chance, and damn well he should, because Chase might be a top three receiver in the game right now, along with Jefferson and Hill, and Higgins is certainly top 15. He's a very good player. So if you're the Chiefs, you better come ready to be physical at the line of scrimmage, to double the receivers on the outside, let Tyler Boyd try to go one-on-one in the slot against Snead. I think that's the smart play. Look, Boyd's a good player. 595 yards, 4 touchdowns. But he's not explosive. He's not typically a guy who's going to get... Every once in a while, it could be. He has a 60-yarder this year. But he's not Higgins and Chase, okay? You are willing to challenge Boyd to beat you if you are the Chiefs, I believe. Especially with a guy like Snead who can match up one-on-one. Now, on the Chiefs side of things, defensively, I mentioned that I think the Chiefs have the ability to play up at the line of scrimmage with their corners. They've got Jalen Watson. They've got Justin Williams. They are bigger than they used to be. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm climbing up on the line. I'm willing to take a few ticky-tack penalties. You know, I'm willing to take that risk because if you don't get physical, you're just begging to get beat down the field. Now, McDuffie is not a big corner, okay? So McDuffie's a smaller, faster corner, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the Chiefs want to try to play with him because McDuffie's 5'11", a buck 93, which is not much smaller than Chase. Chase is 6 foot and 200 pounds, okay? But, again, Chase can jump through the gym. So are you willing to put McDuffie on Chase one-on-one in this game? To me, I'm not. I'm looking at double constantly, okay? I'm looking to bring that double. Now, Watson, he's 200 pounds. He's 6 foot two, okay? He's a bigger guy. He's a bigger, stronger type. Now, he doesn't have the movement skills of a McDuffie. McDuffie is a better player at this point. Joshua Williams, 6'3", 195. Get that size, get that length. That's going to be a key matchup to watch in this game. How do the Chiefs utilize it? Another thing the Chiefs have to do, and I mentioned that the Bengals offensive line, they give up sacks. Okay, they've given up 35 total, 33 with Burrow back there. Well, the Chiefs have 35 sacks as a defense. Obviously, Chris Jones, the man has been a beast inside all year long. He had another sack against the Rams. He has been nothing short of awesome. He has 10 sacks on the season. Okay, Jones has been absolutely defensive player of the year material. In fact, counting the sacks that the Chiefs had against the Rams on Sunday, now up to 38 sacks. The Rams, no surprise, they couldn't block. They didn't throw very much. Chiefs still got 3 sacks in the game. Karlaftis got his first full sack. This is a game. They're going to have to get home. And I don't know that you want to blitz a ton in this game. The Chiefs did that against Burrow the first time they played in Cincinnati in week 17 a year ago. They got torched. I think in this game, you play back, you rush with 4, you bring the occasional blitz, try to time it well, you go from there. But the Chiefs have got to win up front, and they've been doing that since their bye week. They've had a couple weeks where they've had 5 sacks, they've had a couple weeks with 3. I think if you're the Chiefs, you got confidence, you should be able to do some things. Now, when the Chiefs have the ball, I'm not going to sit here and bore everybody with all their numbers, offensively speaking, because we already know. Look, Mahomes is leading the league in passing yards. He's leading the league in touchdown passes. He's got 29 touchdown passes, 8 picks. He's been ridiculous. Only sacked 17 times. Pacheco is averaging just short of 5 yards a carry. He's been excellent. Kelsey's over 900 yards receiving already. Juju Smith-Schuster's up over 650. The Chiefs have been a powerhouse offensively. The best offense in football by almost any metric you want to throw at somebody. How do the Bengals stack up? Well, the Bengals are interesting. When you look at the Bengals, just personnel-wise, you're not blown away, right? I mean, Logan Wilson is a very good linebacker nobody knows about. He's a very good player. Von Bell and Jesse Bates, quality safeties. Up front, Trey Hendrickson, excellent. He has 6 sacks on the year. Sam Hubbard, good player. But, you know, not a lot of guys, you're like, oh, those guys are going to be Pro Bowl-level players, right? I mean, Hendrickson's probably the one guy, maybe Bates. After that, you know, Mike Hilton's a really good slot corner. But, like, you don't talk a lot about these guys. Chidobe Awuzie is their best corner. He's out for the year with a torn ACL. For the Bengals, it's going to be a lot of defense by committee, right? Like, and that means knowing your assignment, being gap sound, you know, one guy making a play, but that being set up by the other 10 guys executing their assignments. The Bengals are a good defense. They're not great. They're not overwhelming. up front, they're far from overpowering. They only have 17 sacks on the year. I mean, they are not a team that gets a lot of sacks. Hendrickson is 6. Hubbard has 3.5. Nobody else is more than 2. Okay? The Bengals are not a team that they're going to hit you. That's not who they are. They're not going to get a ton of pressure by just relentlessly coming after you with wave after wave of pass rusher. Again, they are a team that they are going to try to force you into a mistake by just being sound play after play after play. If you look at their defensive numbers, they're a team that they don't blitz a ton. They're in the bottom half of teams in blitz percentage. You know, but and they don't really, you know, they're about middle of the pack in pressure. I mean, that's par for their course. I mean, they're a team that, again, they're going to need to execute across the board. The good news for the Chiefs, that means Mahomes is going to have time. And if Mahomes has time, that typically means somebody's getting open. Now, I don't know who's guarding Kelce in this game. That's a question I feel like we ask every week. I don't know if there's a great answer for Cincinnati in this game. It's going to be a lot of bracketing, a lot of doubling. You know, every once in a while, maybe you put Bates on him, you put Bell on, but I don't think the Bengals are going to answer the call here one on one. So when I look at this game, my keys to the game are: Chiefs have to get physical at the line of scrimmage with the Bengals receivers, even at the risk of a penalty or two. You've got to get physical. Number two, the Chiefs defensive line's got to win the battle up front. It is not a good Bengals front. It is a very good Chiefs front, a front that's getting better and better every week. They've got to continue that trend. Number three, when the Chiefs are on offense, Mahomes should have time. They've got to get themselves uncovered and open. He should have 3 seconds. And if he's got that, the Chiefs have got to win on a route or two. They can do it. I think they're in very good shape. Look, if there is a game that the Chiefs have been waiting for all year long, it is this one. I expect the Chiefs to come out and throw everything they have at Cincinnati and vice versa, because it's a big game for the Bengals. We're 7-4 trying to keep pace with the Ravens in the AFC North. Thank you so much. This has been the Chiefs and the Bengals preview of Week 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.